Gamers Haven podcast proudly presents a companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury. FRP Games at FRPGames.com is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming need. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Stop by their website at FRPGames.com and check out their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and, for the last 10 years, has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit them on the web at FRPGames.com or go through our website.
Yeah, you fight. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about steroids and lovely things and
things. I don't recall them.
It doesn't matter, you can't get spit on Jeff. So die! You're killing her!
Oh, good God. Okay, so, last time, you guys started off on a train.
Wait, I'm not hanging from it anymore, am I? I got on top.
We'll get to that shortly. I just want to go over recap what happened. You guys got on the train. You got talked to by a man named Jason, who told you you guys needed to find some people and bring them.
And I don't remember the name of this one.
That's fine. We'll go over all that as we go along. No. Okay. Jason told you each had to find someone, bring them to Boston. He told you to start looking in Dodge City. Yeah, which is why you're all on the train to Dodge City.
I thought we were already on the train.
Right, which is why you're on the train to Dodge City.
We had the letters.
Right, you had the letters which told you where you were going. Selene's character... Wow. Selene's character, Spirit Wolf, was kidnapped and pushed on the train.
Spirit Bear.
What?
Spirit Bear.
What did I say, Spirit Wolf?
You did.
Okay. Spirit Bear, I'm sorry.
She speaks!
She speaks, yes, she does speak.
Correct you.
Unlike Molly, she can multitask and
Molly can't walk and chew gum at the same time, right?
I can multitask, but Jessica can't deal cards in here.
Okay. Once I'm done the bit I'm working on, I'll stop knitting and while we're playing, but right now I'm knitting.
You know what, Selene, it's okay.
She can deal cards in here. She can't
You guys...
Trust me, I've had her deal cards and I'll be able to
get Molly was hanging from the train. You guys fought some bandits. Most of them fell off the train as you defeated them. However, there is a bag of stuff sitting on the roof of the train, which the Indian brave who is hanging around will actually grab as he goes to pull you up the side of the train.
I thought he did pull me up the side
right.
of the train.
Right. What I'm saying is he grabbed it as he was going to pull you up the side of the train. It's called... I'm retconning, hon.
Whatever. Is Andy actually ever coming?
I don't know. I may. There's another friend of mine who plays in my D&D game on Sundays, who really badly wants to play Deadlands. I actually wanted to check with you guys if that's okay. I only really know him through playing D&D. He seems like a really cool guy.
Maybe let an axe murderer be kill all the second he gets at their house.
He goes by an alias more than anything.
Who
is
that?
Okay, I need to know his real name and where he's from.
No, I do know his real name. His real name is Eric, I think. I can't remember. I do know his...
An alias or a nickname?
A nickname. He goes by the name Moody.
Hey, Noah?
What? Yeah.
As long as he doesn't go by his first, middle, and last name, you're pretty sure he's not a serial killer. So good to go.
I don't know. Dexter only goes by one name.
Dexter the dog, too.
Yes.
So he's been trying to serial kill you when you work out?
He's never ever in a day at poop this morning.
Wow. I love conversations that are getting recorded for posterity.
My dog wouldn't poop.
Hey, you know what?
My dog is named after a serial killer.
Yeah. Believe me, this is actually, as Selene can probably attest, this is not even close to being the weirdest thing that will have been heard on the Gamer's Haven.
Nope. Why, what other weird things have been said?
Have you ever watched people play, like, Dungeons & Dragons? No. I went into the comic book store the other day and people were playing, I forget what it was, but it was this kind of game.
Yeah.
Tabletop role playing.
Yeah.
And there would be... Tony looked like he might have been... Like, they were being, like, so freaking noisy.
Yeah.
Tony looked like he might have to kill him.
Well, no, that actually wasn't related to it, but Kendall was there, and I don't think she was appreciating it.
Oh. Yes,
So as you guys make your way back inside the train...
Before we do that,
yeah.
My guy would just go and wipe off his dirty axe thing on the remaining dead guy's body.
Okay.
Before he goes down.
Wipes his axe. Yeah,
I got my pick back, right?
Your pick is still hanging from the side of the train, actually.
I thought somebody pulled it out.
No. We established that we pulled you up.
No, somebody pulled it out from me. I said I want my pick back and somebody.
No, she said she wanted it back, but we never got it back.
Right, no.
I thought somebody pulled it out.
No. They didn't pull it out because it's in the side of the moving train, and getting you off the side of the moving train was a little bit more important than your pick. And yes, I know you want your pick back.
I want my pick back.
You'll get it back.
You'll get it back.
It's moving.
So you get back inside, and actually at this point, the only person you see inside is...
Busy's character?
Is Elizabeth's character. She's just sitting there, and actually...
Is it like in a video game where they kind of bounce when they're standing?
When they
bounce, and they're just standing still.
Yeah.
That's
been...
Now I'm hearing Kingdom Hearts.
Molly, go ahead and pass the hat around. Close your eyes and pull your 3 fate chips for the session. Each of you, along with your player mat cheat sheet, I gave you each rules cheat sheets to help you.
I need to cough up food.
So is this good?
What'd you get? 2 whites and a blue. Yeah, that's actually pretty good. I gave you all the rules cheat sheets so you guys can know how to do certain things, what you can do in combat, things like that. It'll just so you guys have
just pick the same.
So you guys have a better idea of what you're pulling. The only thing I forgot to put on there is how to do a.
I got 4.
So put them back in and pull 3.
I like 3 of them. Maybe I'll get better ones this time. Is this 3 or 4?
Oh, so that's 4.
Count
Joey,
just take them one at a time. Selene.
It's okay, she's just gonna be an element.
Red, blue for you.
Ooh, better than last week when it was white.
White, yeah. I got pull 3. 1, 2, 3, 4 players. I got pull 4.
And to be clear, you said these do not give you experience at the end, so how do you get experience at the end?
Just
get given that...
I just handed out, technically, and each of you on your character... I kind of watched your character sheets from last time, so if you can just... but not that much changed on them, luckily. If each of you in the experience portion, which is... Joey, if I can just see your character sheet for 1 second so I can tell you where the experience portion is... Aha! Right below your derived stats and right above your rank, it says experience. And you're going to put 2 experience in for last session.
So I have 22 now?
You have 22.
Where does it say experience?
On the left side, below your derived stats, where you see 3 boxes next to each, 3 little things. The middle one should say experience.
Isn't it supposed to have 22?
What? No. Joey has 22 because she's veteran of the Weird West. The rest of you just have 2. You got 2 for last time.
Just 2?
Okay. Because I'm awesomer than you are.
Yeah.
Oh, is that because she's the one with the booster? She's a level up or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
What does experience get us?
It will get you advances.
How much experience did you get in advance?
5.
So why hasn't Shelly advanced?
Because she has 22 and she has her 4 advances for the 20.
Still counting.
Huh? Yeah.
I was thinking once you advanced.
No.
An artist
and
my
doodles.
What looks like my doodles? My doodles. You can't doodle.
No one can doodle.
Where the hell do I adjust my...
Does not look 5.5 bucks.
Doodle.
Wow. That was awesome. Okay. What?
Molly.
We're
never gonna get done.
What? Nothing's happening.
Well, I'm about to make things happen, and you're wandering up.
Go harass Fat Cat.
It's alright. She'll bring Fat Cat back in here, and then Fat Cat won't leave.
Fat Cat, I'll
be like.
You've been
surgery, right?
Well,
I went this
direction. Nice. Okay, so you guys get back inside, and the only person in there is busy.
Celine, this is one of our.
Oh, I don't have the video on.
No.
Here, Celine. Molly wants to show. Here, I'm going to show you.
Our pissed off dad.
Aww. She was laying on my chest last night.
Yes, there's.
She looks like
cute. That's my. Here.
That's right.
Very nice coloration.
Yeah, she's my black cat. Okay, so good one. So you guys get back inside, and if any of you are about to say something, you don't get a chance to say it because everything just goes black. And the next thing you get, and the sound of the train fades away in your mind. And you just kind of hear some nasty, very creepy laughter. And the next thing you guys know is you're staring up at a whitewashed ceiling. And you hear soft piano, saloon piano music playing.
Sing us a song, you're the cameraman.
Yeah.
So we're off the infernal contraption as far as we're concerned?
Say again?
We're off the infernal contraption as far as we're concerned right now.
Well, as far as you know...
Woohoo!
This is the kid I was hanging out with.
Billy Joel.
Famous song.
Oh my god, so you.
Joey, I'm no longer speaking to you.
What?
You don't know. Music.
What'd I do?
I knew it.
Yeah, I know.
And, what song? The Sing Me the Song of the Piano Man?
The Piano Man.
I know that song. I was asking who it was by.
So what was it from?
Hey, cool, there's music.
I meant, like, what CD?
So when do you hear that?
No.
I know that song, you idiot.
Not now I do. Now I don't.
Oh, sorry.
There it is.
So you guys... Yeah,
I'm living in a video.
It's going to give you feedback because it's all coming out of my computer, so if you're talking, it's probably going to feedback on you. So as you guys are sitting there, you hear some soft piano music.
You're sitting there?
Well, no, you're laying on it feels like a bed underneath you, and you're looking up at a whitewashed ceiling, and if any of you sit up, you're in a fairly plain room There are 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 6 dressers, 6 beds, 6 desks. You know, it's a reasonably large room.
Are supplies there?
Interestingly enough, while most of your regular supplies are there, you notice none of you have weapons.
My gun!
Okay, so my guy's gonna mutter in his native language, not again.
Oh no, not again!
It's a pot of petunias!
Oh, good.
A pot of petunias!
And so what are you guys gonna do?
Does that make me the sperm whale? I don't call it that good word. Ow.
So what are you guys doing?
Trying to find a way out.
We'll get up and start searching the place.
You're gonna get up and start searching the place? Okay. There's a
dresser.
It's, you know,
You're gonna enjoy yourself.
The bed told me to.
Right.
I am gonna go frantically looking for my gun.
So you and Selene are looking around. You guys see that, actually, while you notice...
Remember, I have the ability to... I have the notice thing pretty high, so even while I'm lying there, I still have the ability to notice something.
Okay,
I'm still
so
paying
if,
attention.
If you want to look... No, so actually, go ahead and roll notice. Whatever your...
Which one's notice?
It should say on your sheet what your notice is. Hon.
Oh, okay. Notice,
D10. Okay, so roll a notice.
Do you want everyone to do that, or...?
Yeah, you know what, everyone go ahead and roll your notice. If you don't have notice, I'll tell you
so what... So I roll a D.
I roll the fucking 3.
Don't forget you have to roll your wild card die, too.
Oh, does that mean I get to roll again?
Yeah, just roll the whole thing again.
I got a 4 on my wild and a 2 on my regular, so that's 4?
Yes.
So I'm a D8 for notice.
Yeah, on your, and roll your...
I got a 6.
If she doesn't have anything, what does she roll?
You roll a D4.
2 and a 4.
And your wild card minus 2. Joe, you got a 4.
6 and a 2.
So a 6. Selene, you got a 4?
Yep.
I am so bad at rolling.
What did you... The D4 and your wild card die.
Yeah, my wild die was 2 and my...
No, that's fine. Whatever, you take whatever's higher.
2 and...
I think that one reads on the bottom.
So the 6 was on a die 10? It doesn't explode or whatever?
Right. No, the six was on, her 6 was on a die 10.
Okay.
4.
Yeah, you read that one on the bottom. You want an easier to read one, Jess? I have ones that are easier to read. Oh, okay. Give her that
your
one.
My cat!
She'll be back. She'll be back.
Blasted me!
She'll be back.
Fuck you, Penny!
Wow. So
you'll notice I also have a thing for animals.
So what? Since Jess doesn't even notice anything anyway, you'll notice that you hear the saloon music.
Well, she got a 4 and I got a 4. Why did I know she did?
She rolled a 4. Yeah, she has a -2 because she doesn't have the notice skill.
So she rolled a 2,
and you needed a 4. Pretty much, unless I tell you otherwise, you need to roll... Your target number is almost always going to be a 4. What you guys notice is... Pretty much what I've already told you, the saloon music... you guys notice that all your stuff, all your clothing at least, is put into the drawers of the dressers. Like, your little toolkits and stuff are all organized really neatly. Your pick is there.
Yes!
But it's got like some kind of a weird safety cover on the ends of it that's locked in place, so it's not sharp. So it's really not sharp.
But it's back.
But it's there.
And when we leave, I'll have
my pick. Okay, yes. Yes,
Matosta, if he finds his medicine pouch, he'll put it back around his neck where it's supposed to be.
That if it was around his neck to begin with, that probably would not have been removed, actually.
Okay.
Perfect. Because that's, you know, that's out of, like, respect.
You're a boy.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys look around. Did you say Matoshka was leaving the room or what?
So he was searching the dressers, and then he'll try the door after he searches the dressers, just to see if he can find his, you know, tomahawks and whatnot.
I'm sorry, say that again?
He's trying to find his tomahawks.
Okay. So
he's really good at killing people who piss him off, so he's just trying to look at them.
I'm sorry, the one other thing you noticed that I forgot to tell you is that in each of your bureaus is either a white, is either a black skirt or a black, a black pair of pants. Or a black pair of pants, or both. And a black coat, top, like a shirt, like a nice shirt, and a black coat with white trim on.
I'm a girl, but I dress like a guy.
No, I know. But each of you, but everybody has either a dress or slacks, whatever's appropriate for their character, and it's this black coat with white trim on it.
All right, now you're saying too much for Jess, not
me. Well, she wouldn't have noticed because she didn't go to search your doors.
And so you have to go tell her.
Yeah, you'd have to. You'd have. I mean, I don't know that each of
you. Yo, Stacy.
Where'd she go?
Hi.
Cool.
I have to go potty by.
Yeah.
Same thing she's been saying the entire. Well, at least now it was actually said when we were younger to be potty by.
I mean, she pretty much said go potty by.
Yes. Mrs. Vincent's known
as
so she's gonna just keep his clothing on.
Okay.
Because that stuff was obviously not made in the old ways and it would be a sin.
Well, actually, give me another notice check.
Okay, so my notice is 3s on both, so 3.
Are you examining the clothing or not?
Nope, he's just seeing they're made that way and he's ignoring them.
Alright. Huh? I haven't had a chance to do it yet. And she has a cat.
It's compliant.
I'm pretty sure my character, this figure, only has one arm.
Yeah, the
I don't
arm
have
full
a figure. Where's the figure?
I still haven't got.
I'm missing an arm.
He's
Is
still.
Is that the one you dropped?
You dropped me.
I have the arm. I can fix it. I have to pin it in anyway. Okay. So
your butt smells. We have a stinky cat.
Yes, we have a stinky cat. So, Matushka, you go down. You go outside and you go downstairs, and it's one of the things you'll notice is it's very clean, like meticulously, unbelievably clean.
We're at Monk's house.
What? I mean, you've probably never seen a building this dirt free.
That was very unnatural.
Yeah, it's not.
Is everything in little baggies?
No.
Okay, it's not Monk's house.
No, it's not everything's in little baggies. It's just very strangely clean. As you go downstairs, you'll see a bunch of people kind of sitting around the saloon, and they're all wearing these black pants and black coats with white trim on them. The saloon owner will kind of look up and go, "Oh, you're awake, sleepyhead. Come on down and get something to eat."
Dude, Jess?
Wouldn't be hearing this. This is for Selim.
Oh.
So, how did I get here?
We came on the train, of course.
How did I get off the train?
you walked off. You all right?
Yes.
Okay.
So just wander around, like, is there anyone there that looks more like they're guarding people or anything? Or
no,
just...
not at all. Everybody looks very happy, very pleasant.
Head towards the exit.
Okay. You go outside.
Okay, well, he'll stay outside. At least there's sunlight and stuff there for now, until he figures what's going on.
Yeah, there's, you know, sunlight and the standard kind of this and that.
Is it pretty?
Let's go back to the other characters for a minute after you step outside.
You gotta make sure Jess is still alive. Yeah. Get me some coffee. I guess a cat. I can fix that.
Alright, I'm gonna pause the recording for a second. We're gonna.
Okay,
recording's back on. We lost Jess to health issues.
Yeah.
Health issues. She doesn't feel good.
She went home. Okay.
I'm just doing the same thing.
You never sound like she's dying.
Well. She's not dying.
I know she's not dying. Alright, so Matushka's downstairs outside. Molly, what are you doing?
I had gotten up since after staring at the ceiling for a little bit, I had gotten up and looked in the drawers and I noticed that stuff.
Okay.
I noticed the drawers out of the corner of my eye and I got curious, so I wandered over there and looked in. And now I'm looking if there's a way out of the room to check stuff out.
It's just a door. It's a regular door.
So I walk through the door, you know.
And you'll find...
Doorknob says hello. I say hello back. I apologize for squeezing its face.
And then why are you being a star?
It closed behind you with the knowledge of a job well done.
Circle!
Salt
wop. Yay for Hitchhiker's Guide.
That's the second time I've done it
tonight. I know. So you get out, and again, you'll the saloon keeper will look up at you. Ah, good morning.
So unlike everyone else who's perturbed about the fact that he seems to know us, I'm totally not bothered by this.
Okay.
I just assume it's totally normal and that he does know me. And,
we just push it
down. And I go on down and I kind of start chatting with him.
Okay. Huh. Good morning. Welcome back. How you been?
Great.
You sleep well?
Yeah, those beds are awesome.
Yeah.
Very friendly.
Yeah. Kind of looks a little confused by that statement, but yeah, they're really comfortable. So you're chatting away with him and, you know, just making some small chat. Joey, what are you doing?
So I got noticed, right?
Yeah.
I examine the room, look around to see if I can find my gun, and then I go through the door.
Yeah, your guns are conspicuously missing. I mean, not conspicuously, but they're not there.
I cautiously go down the step, like, kind of looking around, like,
very much. You're uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I'm not happy about it.
Like, live by the sword, die by the sword, except with the gun.
Right.
The sword.
Live by the my cult in your face, die by the my cult in your face.
Die by the your cult in my face.
Right. Saloon keeper will hear you, you know, hear you coming down. Good morning!
I give him who the hell are you and what's going on?
And I'm like...
And I give her a dirty look for being like that.
Okay. The saloon keeper kind of gives you a weird look and goes, "Guess you didn't sleep too well." That's kind of.
Where's my gun?
Gun? Nobody has any guns in Peoria.
Where the fuck that name of the place?
Where the fuck is Peoria?
Illinois.
Illinois.
It's Peoria. Don't you know Peoria?
Yeah, don't you know Peoria?
Do I have to be with her?
You're not. You're upstairs. She's downstairs. She's just sitting there. Happy as can be.
I periodically keep giving her dumb looks. I like the vicious looks, like. And she just keeps grinning at me.
Of course I do.
I mean, you came in on the train yesterday, and...
I remember, everything went black.
That might be a disease.
He'll turn her. Has she been hitting the bottle?
Oh, I don't know. Is it a friendly bottle?
That's why she would hit it.
why would you hit the bottle? That's not nice. They don't like that. They can break. Oh, that's bad. That hurts.
Molly's a little too good. I'm like a crazy person.
You underestimate my ability to be absolutely insane.
That's fine. He'll kind of look at you and go, right. I didn't see any whiskey in your thing when you were putting them away.
That kind of bottle. No, I don't smell whiskey. I can usually smell. She doesn't seem like the drinking type. She's addicted to anything. It's that grumpy gun of hers. Gun is very grumpy.
hostile, really.
I'm just kind of looking at everybody sort of suspiciously.
Well, you did what everybody does in Peoria. You turned your weapons in.
Oh, it's a friendly place. Good.
When will I get it back?
When you need them?
Might I?
Nobody's
it's
got
Peoria.
Nobody needs them. That's what's so cool
what's
about
so
this place.
What's so special about Peoria?
It's Peoria.
Yeah,
that's
it's
not
Peoria.
An answer.
He kind of blinks a few times. It's Peoria. You don't need your weapons in Peoria.
Yeah, well, he said.
How come?
Because it's Peoria.
Is there anyone else I can talk to?
Yeah, there's a couple people standing around, like, in the saloon.
Oh, she's grumpy. She must not have friendly bed.
Okay. Every time she says something, I shoot her a dirty look.
I completely don't notice and just smile back. Remember, I have that big mouth thing, too.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm saying everything.
No, I know.
I also have no clue of, like, this kind of stuff for example.
Alright, so you start coming down the stairs, I assume. Spirit Bear, what are you up to?
Okay, well, how does the rest of the city look? Is it unnaturally clean too, like the saloon, or is it...
Well, the buildings are, but, I mean, it's dirt roads, obviously. So while there's a little bit of dust, like the expected dust, the buildings are like all, the paint, it looks perfect. Everything looks perfect.
Is there like a front porch out of that place, or is it just like...
Oh yeah, it's like your average Western town saloon. It's, you know, got like the little front porch with a couple seats on it, and the little railing spot.
Okay, so he'll take his foot and just kind of like kick a little bit of dust towards the porch to see if it actually gets dirty or if it somehow just stays clean.
It gets dirty.
Okay. So, are there any animals, horses, dogs, anything like that going around the town? Or?
You see a dog kind of wandering around and the dog's wagging its tail and kind of just moseying along.
Okay, well, he'll just go wandering down the street a little bit just to see if there's anything that really throws him off. He hasn't been, you know, in settlements that much, but maybe there's something. The spirits will guide him.
Give me a spirit check.
Do you need the wild die with
yes.
that, or no?
Wild yes. die goes on any roll except for damage.
Okay, just give me a second here. My spirit is 12. Plus my wild die, move the knitting, and my wild die got a 6, my other one fell on the floor and got a 10. So do I roll the one that got the 6 because it's it maxed?
What's your spirit, a 12?
Yeah, I got a 10 out of the 12, but I got a 6 out of the 6 for the wild die.
Roll your wild die again. You when it explodes, so go ahead.
So 8 for that one, 10 for the other, so 10.
Alright, so yeah, you get kind of a very... The entire town seems to be giving off this very soothing vibe.
Unnaturally soothing?
You're not exactly sure that it's unnaturally soothing.
So I just start to feel relaxed a little bit then? Because
I mean, yeah, you start to feel relaxed. It is a little strange for you to feel this relaxed inside a town.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, if you can hear that background noise, that's the cat using the facilities, so.
Okay. Can't really hear it, but.
And then he's like, did you just tell everybody he climbs back out of the litter box? It's okay.
That's okay. You should hear our cat in the litter box. You can probably hear it down the street.
Alright, so yes, very soothing in the town. Is the dog the only thing that my guys...
No, I mean, you'll see people walking around. I mean, you'll notice that everybody is wearing kind of one-color outfits with trim in another color. Some people are wearing the black with the white. Some people are wearing red with a yellow on it. But they're very, like, very primary color, and a lot of them, and nobody's really wearing a lot of other outfits.
So I'm the only one in the brown skin, then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but interestingly enough, nobody gives you a weird look or anything, so.
Okay.
So you keep looking around. Back to Molly and Joey. You alright there, Joe?
Oh, I'm tired.
Okay.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh. Oh, okay, so, yeah, she's, you know, complaining, and I'm just grinning at her.
Okay.
Kind of spinning on the stool if it's one of those. I sort of noticed the door, like a swinging door type thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a saloon door.
And it's moving, and I kind of smile at it, go over to it, kind of touch the door, and then I open it, and I always say, like, excuse me,
yeah,
when I go through doors, by the way, and if there's a doorknob, I apologize. But since there's no doorknob, I just say, excuse me. Like,
okay.
I'm pushing past living person. I go outside, and notice the dog, and I go, puppy! And I go right up to it and start petting it and talking to it.
It just kind of sits there wagging its tail.
And then I notice him.
Yeah.
And I go, you look like you're suspicious about something. This place is great. What's bugging you?
Talking to you, Celine.
Yeah. Okay, so it's too great.
Too great? How can something be too great? Great's great.
Oh my God, it's cold.
Cities are never soothing.
Really, I like cities. Buildings tend to be real friendly.
You're over.
He'll just start, like, wandering around. If there's any animal bigger than that dog, let me know. I'm just kind of scoping out what kind of, you know, backup he might be able to get.
So she's not really answering me anymore.
Well, he was. It just... My guy's grasp with English is, close to that of Teal'c, if you ever watched Stargate. So that's why it's like, short answers.
I've watched it enough.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm married to this guy. What do you think?
I have the entire box set on DVD.
Yeah, I bought them separately.
Teal'c is a great character.
Teal'c is a great character.
Until he grows hair.
Which he actually needs.
He grows hair?!
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
Celeste. You want to know if there's another animal around?
Yes.
Do you know how the luck roll works?
No.
Okay. You're going to need a third d6 for this.
Okay, give me a second to work.
You guys
okay, I got across the room. I'll be right back.
Alright. Here's how the luck roll works. Ready? Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm just opening it up, checking to see. Do you need a spirit one above that, or is it just...
No. What? No, luck roll is kind of a house rule that Gamer's Haven kind of introduced me to, and I like it, so we're going to use it.
Okay.
You're going to roll 3d6.
All right.
Let me explain the whole thing.
All right.
You roll 3d6. Sixes are good luck, ones are bad luck, everything else is neutral.
Okay.
So you're going to tell me one up, two up, three up, one down, two down, three down, or none of the above.
If you have like a one and two and a six and...
That would be even luck the hard way.
Nothing.
No sixes, no ones?
No sixes, no ones.
Yeah, I mean, there doesn't seem to be an abnormally low level of wildlife. You would assume if you went outside the city a bit, you'd find some animals, you know, that would become, you know, maybe some buffalo roaming plains around the area and shit like that.
Okay. No, I'm just, like, trying to look for, you know, the biggest animal, so if he has to, you know, ask the spirits to get him, you know, back up.
Say again?
He's trying to basically get prepared. If he needs backup, he needs to know what, you know, the biggest animal around that he could try to get the spirits to let him, you know, borrow for 10 minutes would be. So if it's just that dog, well, then he's going to stay around the general area the dog is, just so that if he needs, you know, if he gets into a fight or anything.
Okay.
He'll have that. Would you stop trying to eat the dice?
Turn.
I finished.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's not really turns. We're kind of just
I know. I just wanted to finish. I pet the dog for a while. I'm going to kind of go wander around, see if there's anything interesting to pick up that's going to be useful to me later, because I kind of like to collect stuff and see what's going on, kind of start checking everything out, because I like to know where everything is and what's going on.
All right. Peoria is a mid-sized... Ooh. You know, like decent-sized Midwest city. It's not, like, as big as Dodge or Denver, but it's not nearly as small. It's not like a one-horse town, exactly.
Why?
So, I mean, you can find... I mean, there's a general store around. There's stuff like that.
Oh, so I know it's a general store, and I go inside, so I like to talk. Is it a push door? Like a bell?
It's a door with a doorknob.
I apologize to the doorknob before opening it, and I go in, because I want to talk to the storekeeper.
So you go inside. Joe.
I'm paying attention. You won't pay attention.
No, you're still standing in the saloon and chatting away with the store owner and stuff.
You know what?
Yeah.
Those that were injured last time around, did they wake up and they were all healed and stuff?
Healed. Completely healed.
Okay.
Was I injured last time?
She was still a little bit.
You were a little injured, but you're
healed. You healed yourself a little bit, but I think she was still, like, dazed.
Yeah, you're completely healed. So, yeah, you were inside the saloon, Joey, so...
I figure that the saloon guy is not going to be any help.
Okay.
So I give him another dirty look and, like, walk out of the saloon in an irritated manner and start looking around suspiciously. Just walking around really cautiously.
Are you specifically going to try and find anything, or...?
Well, I'm looking for my gun, but I can't really imagine where it could be. So.
Well, he told you that all weapons got turned in at the marshal's office.
Okay, I'm
going
to the
marshal's office. So I should be looking for the marshal's
office. Right, so you'd probably be looking for the marshal's office. Yeah,
I'm going to the marshal's office and I'm looking around.
All right, do you ask someone where it is, or
yeah, I walk out to somebody. Yeah, I walk out.
Okay, and they'll very pleasantly, oh yeah, it's down that way, and they'll point you to the marshal's office.
I go to the marshal's office.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Why are there no guns in this town?
Why would you need a gun?
And don't say it's because it's Peoria.
Why wouldn't I say because it's Peoria? It is because it's Peoria.
What the hell are you guys all smoking?
And that's our cat. Isn't that great? There's just no guns allowed in Peoria. That's actually not an uncommon thing. There, you know, no guns being allowed carried is fairly actually common. Typically you would turn your guns in.
Yeah, no, but I'm ticked off because I don't remember it. But okay. I don't even remember coming to Peoria.
Right. One thing you guys will know is that the train line you were on, the first stop between Chicago and Denver was Peoria.
Okay, so, I know we were supposed to come through Peoria, but I don't remember...
Stopping,
and it wasn't the stop I was supposed to get off at.
Right. No, I understand that. I'm just letting you know that it was on the train line. It wasn't like it's...
Okay, you probably should have told us that before you started talking about Peoria, because I know it is a place.
Yeah.
But I know my character wasn't supposed to be that confused by
anything. No, it's fine.
Stinky butt.
She doesn't want to sit there. Or, yes, she does.
She just has to wait long enough for me to start cutting her, right?
No, so, I mean, you're in Peoria. Why would you need weapons?
So just give him another suspicious look and walk out the door.
Okay.
Never mind. These people are all crazy. I continue.
Everyone give me a spirit check.
What's a spirit check?
Your spirit stat plus a D plus your wild card.
Wow, a natural 1 on my wild and a 9 on my spirit.
Okay.
So if I have D10 listed,
yes,
so...
Yes, you do. It's not a skill, it's an attribute.
Oh, so I have a D10.
It's one of your stats, on the left.
Oh, D6. So D6 plus wild.
Okay.
On the D10, the 0 is the 10?
What?
Yes, 0 is 10.
Ah! Stop skipping for me.
A 2 and a 5.
Two threes.
Selene and Joey, you guys kind of get this weird flash of being on the train, and all of a sudden you do kind of remember just sitting on the train. You remember talking about something, you don't really remember what.
But I got no clue.
You're not getting this little flash.
Probably talking about, you know, how much he wants to get off the train.
Right. Well, you actually don't remember, because it's like you see it in your head, and you see people, like, the people talking.
Like, when you were drunk, and you were like, I know I was doing...
Yeah, never been drunk, so...
Not quite. You basically see...
Like a flash from a dream.
Right. I mean, you see people talking, and you see each other talking to each other, but you can't hear any sound to it.
So it's something weird, like an experience you've probably never had before.
You remember walking into the train, you know, walking in on the train and talking, and but it's basically like you're remembering walking back into the train from being on the roof, but you can't hear what you're saying, and after about, like, you know, 10 seconds of this,
you have that kind of fuzzy feeling memory, like the kind of like, or is everything really clear?
It's really clear. It's just
so then it's an experience that no one's ever had that experience,
right,
where they can visually remember something and not hear.
Right. But you can't, for some reason, you can't hear anything, and then you, after about 10 seconds, you snap out of it, and you kind of shake your head, and, well, you know, it's like, that was a little weird.
Okay, Matryoshka's gonna actually go back to the inn and pack his supplies and keep them with him now.
Okay.
After that weird thing. And he's gonna keep an eye to see, you know, does it get dirty inside as he walks in.
It's not like it The buildings are, like, repelling any dirt. They're just surprisingly clean.
Well, he's making sure they don't repel any dirt. Like, nothing should be this clean.
All right, when you go back upstairs to the dresser and you open up the drawers and you're going through them, make me another notice check.
Okay. Notices. And the wild... Oops. Well, it rolled... The other guy rolled a 5 on the bed, and the wild one rolled a 4 on the books.
Okay. You notice as your hand brushes those black clothing that it feels like not manufactured cloth, but it feels like naturally made, kind of like it would have been made by the old ways.
But it looks like white man clothing.
What? Yeah.
It looks like the white man's clothing.
It's in the cut of a white man's clothing, but of the handmade quality of otherwise.
I'll eyeball them for a little while and then decide to shove them in the bag in spare clothing, but he's not going to put them on.
And I think we just lost our other two players.
No, I'm listening.
Okay. I think we lost Joey, though.
Note to self.
Even on a Saturday, better. No. Steroids make me feel happy and crazy. So we'll keep going with... Okay.
Yeah, sure.
They'll be back. I'm just going to keep going with you then, since they're kind of wandering around a bit.
Okay.
My ADD family.
So yeah, he'll pack up the supplies. He decides finally to just put the clothing in as backup clothing, but he's not going to actually wear it, at least not now. Then he's going to go back down to the bartender and ask him, like, where his weapons are, because he wasn't there when they got the other speech.
Don't you remember you turned your weapons in at the Marshal's office?
Thank you. Wandered back out. Go find the Marshal office. He'll if he noticed in his wanderings earlier, he'll just go there. If not, he'll just ask directions.
He'll find it. Marshal. Ah. The nice Indian fellow from yesterday. How you doing?
He just, you know, gives a nod and greeting and goes,
so you don't take offense.
I need to procure my weapons. I'm leaving.
Leaving? Nobody leaves. Why would you want to leave?
It's Peoria.
I had a duty to be in Chicago.
Nah, you don't want to leave. And you get this kind of weird feeling that, yeah, you know, maybe you don't want to leave. Huh?
I said, how did I see that coming? Alright, so if no one leaves and everyone gives you their weapons and you don't need weapons in Peoria because it's Peoria, what do you do with the weapons?
They're put away.
Okay. So, do I see, like, any back, like, any door to a back area or anything else in there?
I mean, yeah, I mean, he's behind, like, a little counter and stuff.
Okay. We'll just keep that in mind because there's certain places that, you know, say, a cat or a rat can go that a person can't, but he'll leave for now.
Right. Okay.
But he's not gonna, you know, try to make a scene. He figures there's something seriously wrong going on, even though he feels too comfortable in the town.
Okay. I'm gonna pause for 1 second.
Okay.
Recorder's back on.
Recorder's back on.
Okay. So you're outside petting the dog?
No, I went into the general store.
You went into the general store, yes.
I'm kind of just trying to gather information. I'm not perturbed, but...
1 second. And where were you, Celine? Just remind me.
Just left the marshal's office.
Okay.
Because it's a strange city, but isn't it nice that it's strange? Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in the general store. Do you have money with you?
I assume that being that I dress like a man, that I keep money in a wallet in my pocket.
Okay, but most of your belongings were...
Right, I
give me a luck roll. Luck roll.
Which one's luck?
3d6.
Alright,
3d6?
3d6. 1, 2, and 5.
1, 2, and 5. No, your money is not in your pocket.
I wasn't planning on buying anything. I'm gathering information. I want to talk to the...
Okay, no, I'm just saying that your money is not in your pocket. Wait, 1, 2, and 6?
5.
Oh, 1, 2, and 5, okay. Yeah, your money is not in your pocket. Okay, so what do you... Yeah, so... Ah, welcome! Come on in!
Hi there!
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
Fantastic. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Everyone and everything is so friendly today.
Ah, it's Peoria!
I'm hearing that a lot. Yeah, Peoria seems like a special place. It's kind of interesting.
Very nice place. Now what can I do for you today?
Well, I just want to find out more about Peoria from you.
Oh, well, what do you want to know?
Why no weapons? I like it, but why?
Keeps everything safe.
Makes sense to me. Weapons aren't my favorite. I'm not big on guns or anything like that.
No, oh, actually, the one thing I forgot to write on your character sheet, by the way, is the one power that we assigned you for your for your weird science, which was you have a vibro knife.
Yeah, I know. Right, because remember, my character doesn't carry a gun.
Your character's a knife fighter. When she fights.
Which she's not very big on.
Right.
But the
vibro knife can also function as like a, you know, it helps cut things open better.
Oh, okay, cool.
All
right, so I talked to him for a little bit. I get what information I need.
Yeah, then. I mean, well, what other questions do you? I mean, you ask anything else or?
No, I just chat with him and then I leave. Then I say goodbye with a big grin on my face, leave, apologizing to the doorknob as usual, and go out to see if I can find any of the rest of my teammates.
Right.
Seem to be in the general area of the marshal's office.
Well, when you get out and you see, you'll see Matushka kind of standing out there, kind of going, yeah, this is nice, what the hell's going on?
It's Peoria!
And,
Hey, you know how we got here, Matushka?
No.
No? Oh. Yeah, I found a little odd, but whatever. I figure there's a reason for it.
So as you two are standing outside the marshal's office, you see someone come running down the street going, "This is wrong! This is not how it should be!" And all of a sudden, you notice that the only people on the street are you and this guy and the dog.
Come on, puppy.
How long does it take to cast one of his powers? Does it say in the power?
I'm not exactly clear on how your powers are completely triggered. Let me pull up the open up my book here.
Okay.
Because the shamanism powers trigger kind of weirdly.
Well, I know he has to do either some kind of chant or ritual or whatever to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you figure about, you know, I think it's based on the level of the power. I think it's how it is rated. One second. I have to be using my finger.
Big surprise. You get no one near glue and strange things start to happen. We haven't had any American Pie-like incidents, though, so,
that you know of.
What? I seem to include myself, too. Myself.
To use a power. It's within a few seconds. If you chant and dance a bit for a couple minutes, you get bonuses.
Even to the the best friend one?
Yeah, I mean if you
or beast friend.
Page 82 in the player in the Deadlands guide.
Okay.
We'll give you under tribal medicine. To use a power, the shaman must perform some sort of ritual. At the very least, this involves chanting and involves chanting in a tribal medicine role. If the shaman cannot speak, he cannot use any powers. The shaman can choose to chant and dance to gain his a plus one on his tribal medicine. Again, he must be able to speak and move freely for a full minute to get the bonus. So a few seconds and a chant will activate the power. A minute of dancing will give you a plus one. 20 minutes chanting and like a physical trial, scarring yourself, maiming yourself, some sort of ritual endurance test gives you a plus two on your tribal medicine. That takes at least 20 minutes, though.
This is real time.
Okay, well, he'll just do it normally, I guess. He's gonna, you know, ask the spirits for backup, so we're gonna try Beast Friend on the dog. So he's gonna do some sort of, like where most people would, you know, go down and start doing the or whatever. He just starts, you know, chanting.
The dog turns away from you. Don't even bother making your medicine roll. The dog turns away from you and stares at the person and then starts growling. And then the dog starts to grow.
Do I lose my 3 points?
No, it's okay. Because as you start to do this power, the dog does this, and you kind of would stop. The dog grows and grows and grows until the dog is about half as big as one of the houses. And this dog is
pure. Is it red like Clifford?
No, it's white. It is pure white. And the dog growls, goes over, and grabs the person in its mouth. Like, closes its mouth completely over the person.
Like it's picking up a puppy or like it's killing him?
It doesn't seem to chomp him,
so
but
it's picking up a puppy.
Right, but it's the man's totally inside the dog's mouth.
And oh, not being held like a
puppy. Not being held, it closes its mouth on him and picks him up and then runs and starts running off.
I think maybe we should help him. Something weird seems to be going on.
Well, Matushka?
Yeah, I'll be... Well, we're following the demon dog.
So are we gonna go? Come on, with?
Okay, so... The dog starts running pretty fast. You guys start running after it. The few people you actually do see are standing stark still. Not like they're stunned or anything, but like they're purposely standing very, very still.
Like they don't want to catch something's attention?
Like they don't want to catch the dog's attention.
Well, this seems a bit odd.
The dog
seemed so friendly earlier.
What? Come again?
I said I'll keep chasing the dog.
Yeah, and my character says, this seems a little odd. That dog seemed so friendly earlier. You better go help that guy. Remember, my character will, to a fault, not let anyone get left behind. This doesn't matter that I don't know this guy. Remember, my character's a little dumb.
Okay. Alright.
She's smart, but she's, like, overly friendly. Far as she's concerned, since she took notice of this guy, she's gotta go rescue him now.
Okay. Well, the dog will round a corner behind a building, and as you guys run around the building to follow, the dog is gone.
Huh. That's a bit odd.
I mean...
I'm starting to think I don't like this place so much anymore. What do you think?
I'm gonna go just turn and go to the marshal office.
Okay.
I'm gonna stay looking for the dog. Or the person, or any sign that it was there.
Alright. You give me notice.
Notice is...
Roll your notice.
D10. This is the D10. This is the D10.
Yes. That's why I gave you the...
I moved them, and now I got confused.
But that's why they have the little design... They have
I still...
Each one.
I'm confused, so...
Fantastic. Hi, baby!
What's this? That's this. No, what's this?
Roll again.
Okay, roll this one again.
No, just that one, because that was a 10.
5 and a 2.
15. You see some tracks, and there seems... Are you, like, you're searching around?
Yeah.
Like, all right, so as you...
Intently, I want to know what's
you,
going
as
on.
As you check, you notice that you're actually at the edge of the town now. Like, this was the last building on the end. And you see kind of like a seam in the ground.
I touch it. I want to know what it is. Can I get pet? And I want to see if I can get step over it. Can I step over it?
Yeah, you can step over it.
So I can get out of this town. There's no physical barrier.
When I say there's a seam, so like if this is the building.
Yeah.
And the building's standing here, and this is the street.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Monte Cook adventure. Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com. Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.